Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we're going to get into Jaden Daniels and whether or not he's the best quarterback in the NFC, as Andrew Hawkins of ESPN claimed earlier today. I look up at my television screen right now, and I see him on TV, but he's not talking about Jaden Daniels. They haven't made the clip available yet, so if anybody sees it out there, please, 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 please let us know so that we can get it, so that AMAC can get it into the system. Again, gives us a talking point as the Commanders wrap up minicamp today. Of course, still no Terry, no official word on Noah Brown, but undergoing an MRI. So I teased a good buddy of mine, Ben Standing. He shall not remain nameless. He texted me at like 1:47. I guess it was like in the third segment of the hour, and I had just gotten done railing on how you can build a championship team and da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, "What a terrible NBA rant. LOL," with one of those, like, eyebrow-raised emojis. Now, Standing is a huge NBA hunk, and he loves the NBA, and he's covered it for The Athletic. He's done a great job, and obviously does a great job for the Commanders. And occasionally you hear him on 980 and 106.7. He's great, but he loves the NBA. So, like, am I criticizing the NBA? Not really. It's not my cup of tea. It's not what I prefer. But I think it's worthwhile for us to say, hey, you know what? There's more than one way to win. Now, Dwayne, at DCorby01, says, easy to say this after the only year finals will be played without a superstar top 10 player. The last team to do so was the Detroit Pistons, but they had one of the best defenses in the league. So it's not easy. Every finals before them and after had superstars. And that is a more than fair point. But I would ask you, a couple of years ago, the scenario that I pointed out, the Miami Heat, when they were supposedly not able to beat the Boston Celtics and given a 3% chance to win, they didn't have any superstars. Freaking Tyler Hero was like their best player. Okay? It's not just about winning a championship. You got to get there first. Indiana might not win this, but they got there. Against big market teams. And against more superstar-laden teams. Teams still can win. The better teams still can win. The Golden State Warriors, yes, superstar Steph Curry. But they didn't win any NBA championships just because of Steph Curry. They had a great team with lots of useful role players. And, of course, what's his name that's in Dallas? Klay Thompson, when healthy. Draymond Green, when not kicking people in the nuts. And really good bench guys. Deep teams. This isn't about, hey, you can't win with a superstar-led team. The Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis, a couple of years ago, won the NBA title. Do they win the NBA championship? Hey, Mac, you're a bigger NBA guy than me. Mm-hmm. Do they win the NBA championship the year the Bucks won without Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton, or who was the other guy? Drew Holiday.
No, I would say definitely not without Jrue Holiday. And I mean, Bobby Portis was also a big part of that. But Chris Middleton was definitely a big part of that as well.
Right.
They leaned on him heavily in that.
Right. What is that called right there? That is a superstar-led team.
Yeah.
My point in what I believe in terms of organization building and team building and roster building is, yes, there is no doubt it makes it easier if you have a rock star, an icon. But it also makes it more difficult in some ways, you know how? To build the team. The GMs and the organizations that are really good at it, they usually can figure out a way. But if you're going to be a one-man band, you're not going to win a lot of playoff games. And, like, look. All right, let's look back at last year. I just mentioned the Golden State example, the Milwaukee example, and we will get to the Commanders in a sec. Just relax. The Celtics last year. Who's their superstar?
Everyone says Jason Tatum.
Right. Now, Jason Tatum really came into his own in the playoffs last year. I mean, like, he had been considered kind of a disappointment before that. But do they win that championship without Jaylen Brown being as good as he was? Without whatever Porzingis gave them? Without guys like Pritchard and who was it? White and...
They had a great team.
Right?
Yeah. And there was a point where there were conversations where it was, will Jaylen Brown be MVP?
I remember waking up
and it was like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yes. And again, Jason Tatum, I think, had a good playoff run. I would not put Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown in the global icon, global superstar group that is, in my opinion, limited to Steph Curry, Giannis, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, who am I forgetting?
You got Jokic.
Oh, Jokic.
Yeah.
Five guys. Not the burger chain, although that's delicious. Right? I mean, I don't put Tatum, I don't put Jaylen Brown, I don't put even at this point SGA, at this point, man.
With SGA, is it just the title? Is it just the title that's holding him back?
I think that's the number one thing that I have to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm right, but that's me. But I also do think I need a little bit more seasoning, a little bit more sustained dominance
mm-hmm.
to get me to a point where I would put him in that, maybe make it a half dozen. Anthony Edwards isn't there.
Yeah.
Even with a championship, I don't think Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown are there.
Brian made a good point, too, of Luka Doncic.
No, Brian. I think that's the Dallas coming out in you. I know he doesn't play in Dallas anymore, but you like all things Dallas. I can't hear you. It's radio. It's through a glass. Brian.
Let the record show, I root for every local team except the Commanders.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Is that a good sandwich or not? That's what I'm more interested in.
The sandwich is great.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, what'd you get? What kind of sandwich is it?
It's a bagel sandwich, but I got the garlic bagel, turkey, provolone, turkey bacon, lettuce, and mayo. It is exquisite.
I love that word, exquisite. It's a very good choice of words. Yeah. And that's a very good sandwich.
I mean,
I'm so jealous.
But Luka is a great scorer.
He's a great scorer. Yeah. Nothing else. He's not a great competitor. He's not a great winner.
Oh, great competitor. We can argue winner, but I mean, Luka is a dog.
You got to play defense, dog, in order to.
He got bad knees. Can't help that he has bad knees.
Come on. Again. Just like to address Dwayne's comment, and I understand where Dwayne is coming from. yes, superstar-led teams have mostly been in the finals. Nobody's arguing that. You have to have the team supporting them. You have to have a roster built out supporting them. And maybe it's not eight or nine deep, but maybe it's four or five deep. And then a couple of useful guys off the bench. Our buddy Matt Jones says, I want Indy to win because they're the blue-collar comeback kids. They're an underrated team who deserves it and is getting respect. The Grinders, they have heart. As a result, they may get down, but they claw and fight their way back to a historic and what victory. I think that's well said. I think that's what Indiana is kind of about. They're a little streaky. You don't ideally love that. You don't want them to wait until the 9-minute mark of game one to wake up, but they got away with it. You don't like them being down 8 at the end of the first quarter last night, but they woke up. You don't like them playing as poorly as they did in the third quarter last night, but then they woke up. But I think Matt is pretty correct. Athens says, if the boys in Vegas think the Pacers had no chance, why were they only 5-1 to win the series? I don't remember what they were before the series. I mean, I guess that's basically Athens saying that they were given a chance. That's not what I feel. That's not what I sense. I could be wrong. But they won game one, and they were immediately 11.5-point underdogs in game two. Now, Vegas turned out to be right there. But they won game one and immediately were kicked in the and even today, again, Greenberg was making a big deal out of it. Oklahoma City is still like minus 280 or whatever it is. So, again, my point is maybe I'm reaching a little bit when I say they were given no chance, but they were given very little chance. That's what I believe. They were given very little chance by Joe Public and the boys in Vegas to win this series. And yet everybody's like, oh my God, how did they get here? How are they up 2-1? Well, look at how their roster is constructed. No icon, no superstar. Team, depth, defense, streaky shooters, but really athletic, fast pace, wear you out. That's why they're here. That's why they're up 2-1. That's why. And that's why they were overlooked, because they didn't have the superstar. They don't have that brand. You know what they have? Pretty damn good team. All right. Back to Jaden Daniels. Is Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC? Is he the best quarterback in the NFC right here, right now? That's what Andrew Hawkins of Get Up ESPN said this morning. He is the best quarterback in the NFC. All right. So, look, I am not one of these guys that generally goes out and makes, despite what you guys think, ridiculous statements with not a lot of fact to back it up, why I assert my opinion that way. He didn't really give a lot of context. But when you start thinking about who are the competitors to Jaden Daniels, you start thinking, okay, Jalen Hurts, that's number one. Jordan Love. Nobody on Minnesota, nobody on Chicago. Jared Goff. Okay. So Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford of the Rams, and in the NFC South, as much as I like Baker Mayfield, I can't put Baker Mayfield in that category. I just can't. And nobody else obviously rises to that. So basically what we're looking at is a list of Matthew Stafford, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. So if I gave you that list.
You're forgetting someone.
Who?
Division, within the division. You don't think Dak is over? I'm taking Dak over Jalen.
Oh, wait a second. So are we just expected to overlook the injuries? Like, that's not a thing?
Okay. Right, if you want to talk injuries, sure.
Well, I mean, that's not
and
like I'm...
Brian made a great point. Why is Matthew Stafford up there if we're talking injuries?
Matthew Stafford has played a lot more than Dak Prescott.
Been in the league a lot more, but he's probably missed just as many games, if not more.
Has he? Let's see. Why don't we find out together? You look up Dak, I'll look up Matt Stafford, okay? By the way, I just want to point this out. Does anybody remember the Super Bowl that Dak Prescott has won?
We're talking about talent.
Okay. Matthew Stafford has played in 222 games in his NFL career. If you will look year by year, Stafford played in 10 games as a rookie. Okay. Only 3 games in year 2. But then 16 across the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in a row. He didn't miss a game. Then in 2019, only 8 games. Then 16 and then 17 with the Rams. First two, last year with Detroit, 16. First year with the Rams, 17. Then he only played 9. Then 15 and 16 in the last 2 years. So he certainly missed a couple of games here and there, and there were a couple of injury-shortened seasons. 222 games in 16 years. What do you got on Dak?
Oh, essentially 3 games where he didn't play every season. Or three, I'm sorry, yeah, 3 years where he didn't play every, he didn't finish a full season.
Dak had season-ending injuries. So I guess they're about the same in terms of, like, if you look and if you widen lens.
I was asking you about Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I don't remember the specific injuries, but in 2010, he only played 3 games.
Yes.
In his rookie year, I'm not going to count that. 2009, because I don't think he started right away, but I could be wrong on that. I'd have to do a little more research.
So the only time that Dak didn't play a full season, 2020, he played 5 games.
Yeah.
2022, he played 12, and then this past season, he played 8.
All right. So 3 injury-shortened, significantly injury-shortened seasons,
yes,
right?
Which is
so
about
Stafford,
the same as Matthew.
9 games in 2022, 8 games in 2019. And then in 2010, he only played the 3 games. So about the same, right?
Yeah.
Stafford obviously has played longer in the NFL, right? What do you got on Dak in terms of total amount of games?
122 games.
Okay. Matthew Stafford has played 100 more games. So obviously his numbers are going to be way better and whatever. But to me, I look at Dak Prescott as a very, very, very talented top 12 of the league quarterback when he's healthy, and he used to be top 10 in my opinion. But I significantly weigh injury, okay? And I understand guys get banged up. But just for instance, in the last 2 years, Stafford, at 35 and 36 years old, has missed 3 total games, okay? But he has been a much better playoff performer than Dak. He's won a Super Bowl. Dak has not. Dak hasn't even come close.
My argument wasn't with Matthew Stafford. I think Matthew Stafford is incredibly talented. Dak is better than Jalen Hurts.
Okay. So now that brings us to, I'll tell you what. We'll argue that out on the other side, right? Because if that's a point of assertion, I assume you're only using regular season statistics for that, right? And to make that assertion.
Jalen Hurts has been great. Yes, sure, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
we have to weigh how much.
I don't want to prolong this segment.
Right, we have to weigh how much his awesome playoff performances outweigh what the inconsistencies and the roller coaster ride that he is in the offseason. I'll give you a perfect example that you should know, AMAC. Not exactly the same, but a comparable. We'll do that when we return on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, good to have you with us. 26 minutes and change after the hour here, about halfway through. Hour number two. I just got accosted in the hallway by JT the Vic, our executive producer of Nationals Baseball. Just accosted. I can't go anywhere without just being left alone, without somebody wanting to rip on me. I'm the nicest guy I know. All I do is make intelligent point after intelligent point. Like Matthew Stafford being better than Dak Prescott.
You have a debate there. Again, Jalen Hurts is not better than Dak Prescott.
Okay. So I'm going to work with you on this, okay? This is the kind of guy I am. I'm going to make a salient point here, and I'm going to let you respond. I would agree with you that Dak Prescott is a better regular season quarterback than Jalen Hurts. As long as you would give me, what's the legal term, right, in court? You would
settle?
Not settle, but I forgot what the legal term is, but basically where you agree that something is fact on the record, whatever. Basically, I'm giving you the fact that I agree with you that Dak Prescott is a better regular season quarterback than Jalen Hurts. You're going to give me, though, in exchange for that, Jalen Hurts is way better in the postseason, right? You're going to give me that, right? You're going to substantiate that.
I'm going to substantiate that Jalen Hurts has a lot better teams and can rely on more weapons around him than Dak can. Jalen Hurts has a defense that can stop the run in the playoffs.
Correct. Jalen Hurts has not played pedestrian football, though, in the playoffs. He just hasn't. He's played some pretty damn good football in the biggest games of his life. Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. No? I mean, you think Philadelphia... Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Is Jalen Hurts only good in the playoffs because he's supremely surrounded? Is that the only reason?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm trying to move my point. I'm just saying he's not better than Dak Prescott. When we look at people...
You're saying overall.
Overall.
When you consider everything.
If you look at film, if you watch Dak play... Dak makes better throws, better decisions, and can do it consistently more than Jalen Hurts.
All right, Brian, you're a Mr. Cowboy fan. I assume you would agree with this?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we separate guys? Is it just talent? Is it the regular season? Is it the postseason? Is it the teams that they're on? How do we separate guys?
Okay, here's my thing. If you wanted to put Jalen Hurts ahead of Dak Prescott based off this past season, I'm not going to get on you for that because I respect winning as well as talent. I think it's a combination of both. So if you gave the nod to Jalen Hurts over Dak, I'm not going to fight you on it. I just know personally what I see with my eyes and the stats tells me that Dak is the better play, is the better player, quarterback to be specific, but Dak isn't afforded the luxury of a lot of QBs. And let me get into that for example. When if Brock Purdy looked mid or shaky in the beginning of a playoff game, the 49ers defense would be able to hold, bunker down, get a couple three and outs or maybe a couple punts on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Dak, he doesn't look good out the gate. The defense will falter, and then and next thing you know, the score is 14-0. And now Dak is over here. He's pressing. He's forcing throws. And, oh, interception. Now it looks bad. So
I think that's a reasonable and fair point. Let's also remind everybody that the Cowboy defense, which, you know, you're referring to, got absolutely bamboozled by the Green Bay Packers the last time we saw Dan Quinn run the defense, and it was why a lot of Commanders fans didn't want Dan Quinn. Again, short-sighted, just whatever. But I also remember in that game early on, Dak making some bad throws and some mistakes. One specifically, I believe, at the 20-yard line of Green Bay, which quickly led to a touchdown. And let's also just say this. I used to hear the same argument about Peyton Manning. Oh, Peyton doesn't have any help. Well, Peyton only has Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis and Bullet Bob Sanders. And they had a pretty decent middle linebacker. I forgot his name. A Mitchell or somebody like that. Well, that's why Peyton doesn't win in the postseason. Not because of how poorly he plays. Dak, listen, I like Dak Prescott. I am not one of these knuckleheads that thinks Dak Prescott stinks. Now, I can't count on him to return to the level that he was at. Now that he's had two season-ending injuries, that is worrisome for me. But, okay. I also look at, for those that like to put everything in the raw numbers context, again, 2-5 in the postseason. Okay, that's not all him. 64.5% completion. Eh, it's okay. Let's look. 14 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. That's pretty good, right? 2-1 ratio. I would say Dak. I would say Dak has played okay to fine in the postseason.
And Jalen Hurts has done the same thing.
I think Jalen Hurts has played great.
I think Jalen Hurts, he does elevate in the playoffs. Guys, I will say
it wasn't just versus, this year. It was also three years ago, whatever, when they lost to Kansas City, and he outplayed Patrick Mahomes
in the Super Bowl. Yes, he played well in that game. This is the first game he threw against Green Bay. 13 for 21 and 130 yards.
Yeah.
That is pedestrian. Dak did that, they would lose. He has a great defense to back him up. He threw for 128 or 131 yards, and they won 22-10.
I will yield to you that he's got a better team. But for me to say that the only reason Jalen Hurts is now climb the mountain, because he didn't win, obviously, the first Eagles Super Bowl. He wasn't there. The only reason why he's climbed the mountain is because of the team surrounding him.
I can't say that.
I can say certainly that has helped him significantly.
I've never said that.
Okay, but I'm pointing out you're choosing like one game in – And then they played the next game in a freaking blizzard, and then he carved up the not very good Washington defense off of turnovers, and he carved up a pretty decent defense in Kansas City.
You say carved up. He made some great throws and played well.
He slaughtered them.
Well, and great opportunities. It took a while for them to put out the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a long time where that game was like, okay, Kansas City is still alive in this game.
First quarter.
And this is Kansas City not being able to move past half field. Like, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is some scrub, but let's not act like he doesn't have a far better team than Dak.
All right, I got a question for you on the other side, okay? Both of you. You got to stay around because you're a Cowboys fan. I got a question for you guys on the other side, okay? Just hang tight. We'll get to it. Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. But the Nationals in action, and they're not looking good. They're down 3-0 to the New York Mets. They were down 3-0 early on. Michael Soroka hit pretty hard as the Mets got on the board with a 3-spot in the bottom of the first inning at Citi Field. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan. Soroka's given up 3 earned runs in 4 1/3 inning, including a home run that the Mets hit in that first inning to Jeff McNeil, a 3-run shot, as the, again, Nats trying to avoid the sweep and not looking good so far. Meanwhile, other baseball action on this Thursday afternoon, Texas pounding Minnesota 7-1 in the fifth. And coming up in just a little bit, San Francisco, Colorado, Detroit visiting Camden Yards and Baltimore Yankees in Kansas City once again. Aaron Judge just continues to destroy baseballs. The Cubs hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates at Wrigley Field at 8:05 tonight. Meanwhile, from the NFL, the Commanders wrapping up mini camp. Now they're off until late July for training camp. No update on Noah Brown other than he's getting an MRI. Certainly a concerning point there as the Commanders, again, break apart for the next 5 or so weeks. Tonight, game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Back in Sunrise, Florida after a couple of nights off and after a big Florida win on Monday night, Panthers lead the series 2-1 over Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Edmonton Oilers. Face off just after 8 o'clock, TNT, True TV, and Max for the coverage. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, so, Washington, D.C. What do we want to talk about?
Here's what we want to talk about. Is Jaden Daniels the top quarterback in the NFC, as Andrew Hawkins claimed on ESPN this morning? We'll get back to that in a sec, but I got a question for you two guys. We got AMAC and Brian. Or as I just dubbed him on Twitter, what did I call you, Cowboy B?
I don't hate it.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yes. No? That I don't want to divulge that to the public.
Oh, you don't want to divulge it to the public? Okay, you want to hide in relative anonymity on the radio.
Exactly.
You want to be in radio, very public.
I will make a
space.
Professional account in the future.
Oh, okay. So you want to basically not take on any bullets for being a Cowboy fan. Is that basically what I'm getting here?
Oh, no. I don't mind the pushback. Okay. I have my own platform where I get plenty of that. So.
All right. Okay. Anyway, so Cowboy B, okay? So both of you would rather take so let me ask it this way. If I said right now today, going into the 2025 season, I said, Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? We've discussed some of the regular season inefficiencies of Jalen Hurts, some of the reasons why maybe Dak has not been as good in the playoffs, why they have not won in Dallas, so on and so forth. If I said, pick one, forget about Jaden Daniels for a second, pick one, Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts right here, right now, as an individual quarterback, not what team they're on and how much help they have. As an individual quarterback, you would go with Dak Prescott off of another significant injury? Cowboy B?
Yes, I'm going with Dak Prescott.
Okay. Ant?
I mean, yes, the injury history does concern me, but yeah, I think I'm going to take Dak.
All right, you would go with Dak.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Again, I understand when Dak Prescott is healthy, he is a better regular season quarterback, and you can argue that he is not in as good a situation, so I understand. But here's why I would go with Jalen Hurts. A, what I value most about performers and quarterbacks is not what a lot of the number analytics nerds value, which is how do you play in your biggest games, okay? That is a huge advantage right now for Jalen Hurts. The other big problem is, besides the injury, and Jalen Hurts has been banged up at times too, but not banged up to quite the level of Dak Prescott. If I had to choose one or the other, meaning into this season, not only do I have concern about whether Dak is going to be right or not, and until we see it, we don't know, but let's just be honest. Dak Prescott's 31. And Jalen Hurts is 26. I'm going to take the younger guy, even though he's a little bit more of a carnival ride, a little bit more up and down, maybe more than a little bit up and down. I'm going to take Jalen Hurts. Now, that doesn't mean that I think Jalen Hurts is a great regular season quarterback, because I have been critical. I do not think that. But you know what? He's a great postseason quarterback, by and large. And yes, it helps that he's got a better supporting cast. We'll see more this year, right? Doesn't have as good, we don't think, as good of a supporting cast. We talked about all the hits that the Philadelphia defense has. But I'm going to bring a comparison point, AMAC, that I meant to give you last segment. And that is, you, as a Giants fan, know this, right? Eli Manning was up and down like crazy in the regular season.
Yep.
But Eli Manning's going into the Hall of Fame, and he's essentially an NFL legend and a New York legend. Why?
Because he won two Super Bowls.
And he played great in those playoffs to get to and win those two Super Bowls. And he made some unbelievable big-time throws, even if they didn't score a ton of points in the first one against the New England Patriots. But he outdueled Bill Belichick. He outdueled Tom Brady. Yes, surrounded by a very good defense, a pass rush, all of that. Tom Cobb got it. But again, I guess it just comes down to a matter of what you value. Dak Prescott is no doubt the more consistent, better overall talent. But we have to, for purposes of dividing arguments or deciding arguments, we have to look at other factors, right? Just like you guys are saying, well, Dak hasn't been surrounded properly. I'm saying, well, yeah, I can acknowledge that, and that sucks for Dak, but maybe if he played better, maybe if he didn't turn the ball over a little bit more, maybe his teams would have a chance. Or, let me give you a better one, and just say, hey, you know what? It's true that, that Jalen Hurts is not the better regular season quarterback and has a better surrounding cast. But in his biggest games in his life, he has played phenomenal. Like you quoted the Green Bay wildcard play. True. But in conference championships and in two Super Bowls, he's played amazing. Great. Am I wrong?
You're saying amazing for that Kansas City. Like, they largely won that game because of their defense. Now, he made some big-time throws and stepped up to the plate, but I don't know if amazing is really the word that I would use for that.
Okay.
Like, they punted their first five series.
Fair. Or
they had a touchdown early, but they punted their first five series, and then the rest of their points came from field goals and defensive turnovers.
All right, let's look at this together. He was 17 of 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's 77% completion. That's pretty good.
Great.
221 yards. That's rather pedestrian, so we're not going to give him a check mark there. Two touchdowns to one interception. Again, give him a check mark there. Yards per attempt, 10 per attempt. Okay. A 119.7 rating. Got sacked twice, 11 rushes for 72 yards and a rushing touchdown. I mean,
He played well, Rooster, but my point is,
I think he played more than well. He was the Super Bowl MVP, by the way.
Yeah, Super Bowl MVP, yes, because we can't give it to the whole the defense.
Well, you could
as a
give
whole.
It to Saquon.
Saquon didn't play well either.
Mm.
My whole point is a lot of playing well. Football, we always say, is a game of, like, is a complementary game, meaning, like, the defense has to play well in order for the offense to play well. If Kansas City can't get past midfield, that leads you to believe, and which was the case for this Super Bowl, you're going to end up with field position, great field position.
Absolutely.
If your defense gets two turnovers, is consistently getting pressure on Patrick Mahomes, that gives you more possessions with the ball. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts played terribly, but let's not sit here and act like it was extraordinary play.
Extraordinary would be strong. I think he was pretty darn good, maybe bordering on extraordinary in the first Super Bowl, the one they lost, although he did have the one key turnover.
Yeah, that was a game. Yes, I can agree with you. That was a game where we were like, oh, Jalen Hurts is going toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes.
We also have to remember that at some point, basically, Philadelphia somewhat called off the dogs.
In the first game? Or
in the second game.
This one that
in the most recent one. So maybe his numbers could have been better. His performance could have been better. Maybe he was, you know, maybe he would have been 275 and three touchdowns to one. So
that's a fair point.
Again, we can use all sorts of different criteria. I guess what I'm getting at is I love Dak Prescott. I do. I am not a Dak hater. But and I have been critical of Jalen Hurts in terms of a consistency thing. But I can't ignore what he's done in the postseason, regardless of circumstance. I can't ignore it. And that means more to me than regular season statistics. That just does. It's the same Tom Brady, Peyton Manning argument. Manning was great in the regular season. He was average at best in the postseason. And that's why his team's only won two Super Bowls, and he wasn't really even a big part of the second one in terms of production. Leader, yeah. Quarterback, yes. But you get my point. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we will dive more into, is Jaden Daniels the number one quarterback right now in the NFC? We got a little sidetracked, but it was a good debate. We will touch more on that coming up next.
You shut your mouth, I'll come out there and slap the syphilis right off your face.
That is not very nice of The Rock. That is not very nice of the final boss. I am very nice, unlike The Rock. And anytime we can play under Sandman is a good thing. All right, we're going to have to hold off on the calls because I don't want to run too far behind. I got to stay better on schedule. Real quickly, one thing. I think we can agree. For the most part, if you factor in injuries, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford, Jordan Love, Jared Goff are the four quarterbacks that Jaden Daniels would be battling with to be the considered, whatever this is worth, the best quarterback in the NFC. Obviously, the AFC is a different ball of wax with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. Is it right for me to exclude Dak from that group of five? One. Two. Is it wrong of me to say I would take Jaden Daniels over those guys, but I need to see more? Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jaden Daniels. Five best quarterbacks in the NFC, no?
I'm just surprised that Jordan Love and Jared Goff are above Dak. But I value
health, maybe wrongly. That's why I'm asking. Is it wrong to exclude Dak from that group of five? One. Two, is it right of me to say I would take Jaden right now over any of those guys, but before I anoint him the best, I need to see more? In other words, I don't think it's fair to call him the best after just 1 year. You can react to that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We roll on towards a final hour of the week for both me and AMAC because we're going on vacation together. 3-day weekend style. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.